I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country. We're gonna empty out our old place and move into a brand new better space. Oh.
Moving. It's generally exciting and challenging at the same time. This can be especially true when it's a community business that moves. On April 26th, Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia moved several blocks into a new facility. And the next day, I stopped by to find out what was new and about some of the opportunities and challenges of the move. And I arrived in the middle of the afternoon, and the store was full of shoppers, well, and quite a few lookers, those like me who were there just to check out what was new. But first, I wanted some background. I went to find somebody who could tell me just what a food co-op is.
My name is Brianna Sterl, and I'm the marketing manager of Natural Harvest Food Co-op. Well, a food co-op is a very neat business. So it's a cooperative in the aspect that it is owned by all of its members. It doesn't have a CEO, it's not a large corporation. It's a bunch of people that just came together and they wanted to get quality food products for their family. And it started out as a buying club with a small amount of people, and it just kept growing and growing. And now we're on our third building.
Natural Harvest began in 1976, and they had their first storefront on Chestnut Street in downtown Virginia. After that, for about 20 years, they were located in a log building on Bailey's Lake, and now onto their third location on 4th Street. So why the move this time?
The need for more space. Our sales just kept growing and growing, and we needed more room for more products in order to service our customers and our members' needs.
And how much bigger is this than the other one?
It's twice the size. The new features would be an expanded deli with the daily hot bar and salad bar, made-to-order sandwiches. We also have a better seating area, including an outdoor seating area that overlooks Silver Lake and the Mesabi Trail. We also have a classroom, which we've never had before, because we do have instructional courses. We get people from the community who have specialized skills that come in and they want to share their information. Sometimes people teach things about eating healthy foods. We have people come in and teach classes about building your own solar greenhouse. So now that we have an actual classroom, it's a better place to get the knowledge. Before, everyone was crowded in the back deli just to learn, and it was loud with all the deli coolers and the store noise. So now the new classroom will provide a little haven for knowledge that's not disrupted by the store operations.
Well, how do you envision it being used?
Well, it's here for the community, because the co-op in general is here for the community. We're here to provide healthy food and products to the community, but we also do outreach. We want to help the community grow in as many ways as possible, so the classroom is an outlet for that. It's an outlet for knowledge, and community groups can come use it free of charge. They just have to sign up to use the space. It has a lot of tables and chairs for seating, and it also has full audiovisual equipment with a drop-down projector screen. And there is also a cooking setup. So if someone wanted to come in and do cooking demonstrations, that's available as well.
You've got the classroom now. Are you planning on expanding the number of classes that you offer? Are you planning on offering some new things? Does it give you opportunities there that you haven't had?
Well, as far as the number of classes, that kind of changes quarterly. I mean, in the summer, we don't get as high of attendance in numbers just because everyone's at the lake. And then as we get into fall and winter, that increases. And right now, I'm looking for new instructors. I want fresh new faces in there with new information. We have a herbalist that moved to town, Allie Austin, and she's actually going to be teaching a couple classes where you can make your own salve and you can make your own tincture. We also have a Qigong instructor coming in, and we've never had that before. That will be something new. And we have a couple of the guys on staff, Alex and Kelly, they love to brew their own kombucha, so they're going to be doing a kombucha brewing class here coming up, and I think that's going to be a very popular one. If there are any of you out there that have specialized skills that you want to share, call Natural Harvest, and we'll see about getting you on the class list for instructing.
They also have a grand opening event planned.
Well, we have our grand opening scheduled for Saturday, May 20th, and we're going to have festivities from 11 to 4 p.m. here at the store. We're going to be set up outside with live music from two different acoustic bands. Horseface and Wheeler and Rhodes will be there performing. We also have the 218 Tap House. They're serving their Minnesota craft brewed beer. There will be a bouncy house for kids. We've also hired a magician that will be here for 3 hours. That's the Amazing Charles from Hibbing, Minnesota, and he'll do a main stage show at 1 o'clock. We'll have free hot dogs, free popcorn, and other giveaways with raffle prizes. And then in our classroom, we're going to have vendors. All of our local vendors will be there set up with samples. And so our customers can meet the people that make the products they love.
So the people that have been through so far since you've been open, what's the response been?
Oh, nothing but great reviews. Everyone's telling us how beautiful the building is, how much they love it. They're excited about all the new products. The hot bar and salad bar are really a hit. We've had a lot of new people come through for lunch. They're just happy because it's a cooperative and this is their grocery store. Yep. They own it, you know, so they're proud of it and happy.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
I'm gonna go to the supermarket. I'm gonna go to the liquor store. I'm gonna get me some cardboard boxes. You know what them boxes are for.